You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. If you know a young person who's football mad, or maybe they're just looking for some great exercise, then an upcoming football taster session might be just the thing. Here to talk about it is Neil Atkinson, a community connection coordinator from RNIB. Neil, thanks for speaking to us today.
Hi there. Yeah, good to be on. Thanks very much for having me.
And the introductory session takes place on Sunday, October the 16th at the Orium Sports Centre in Edinburgh. And it's open to partially sighted young people between the ages of 8 and 14. Neil, what do you have planned for the session?
Yeah, so this is actually going to be one of four sessions that that we're running as a joint partnership, that a kind of long-running partnership now between RNIB, SFA and Bathgate Community Football Club. Yeah, the session's just to get as many young partially sighted kids along to try out some football, whether they've played football before, whether this is going to be the first time they've ever attempted to kick a ball, then it's open to all abilities, so come along. It'll be very informal, casual. We'll do some training sessions and then hopefully a bit of a kickabout and a bit of a game at the end as well. But yeah, just very much open and see how these sessions go from there.
And you mentioned the support you've had, you know, from Bathgate Thistle Community Football Club, RNIB and the Scottish FA. What kind of impact does that support have on the session you're able to put on?
Yeah, it's brilliant, especially so we were looking for a while for a kind of strong partnership, a community club that could take it on with that, you know, with a venue and with kit and et cetera that we didn't quite have at RNIB, and the SFA can only, you know, fund so much. So to have the partnership, Bathgate Thistle came in really, really keen. I mean, they're a community club, it's in their name, and this just helps add to their community side of their operations, but also it's brand new to them. They've came in, total newcomers, and their enthusiasm is brilliant. And Paul, our connection there at Bathgate, has been, yeah, first class. So it's made a big difference to getting something regular and certainly getting the confidence around RNIB and the SFA that this is something we can run. So this is why we're just trying it out in Edinburgh now. We're kind of moving it around just to see what works best.
And what's maybe the longer term hope for some of these sessions? Are you looking to create a new side? Are there many VI football clubs for young people around Edinburgh?
I mean, the absolute peak perfect would be have recreational and competitive sessions. That's the aim. I think we can get there with, you know, regular tweaks to how we operate and how we go about these sessions. But the peak would to have some recreational and some competitive stuff. The medium term, the short to medium term, is just fully recreational. Get people having fun playing football, get them active. We know that, you know, the activity level in young people with sight loss, or everybody with some level of sight loss, visual impairments, is certainly lower than the general population. So just to get kids enthusiastic about sport, about moving around, and if they have a passion for football, then even better. So the kind of short to medium term, definitely recreational, informal, and hopefully one day we can take some inspiration from down in certainly the England setup and their partially sighted football league, and how competitive and how well managed it is down there, and we can bring that up to Scotland and hopefully have some real regular, yeah, consistent football for all ages, but certainly for young people is the target audience just now.
Now, Neil, you're coaching the sessions, but you're also visually impaired yourself, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've got Stargardt's macular dystrophy. I was diagnosed at 8, so yeah, I've played mainstream football until I was 18, 19, and then I moved across to, as I mentioned there, but the partially sighted football league down south in England. So I play regularly in that. So yeah, partially sighted. I'm registered blind with that condition, but still play sports, stay active.
And how does that experience help you as a coach, especially working with young people with sight loss?
I think the kind of authenticity of it, of it's lived experience. I have an eye condition. I can relate in some respects to what young people are going through, but hopefully I can be a role model. It's a big term, and hopefully, you know, it's something that if kids come along and they see that there is pathways in sport with a visual impairment, then I mean, that would be the goal. So as a coach with a visual impairment, yeah, hopefully it's role model, hopefully it's authentic. I know what they're experiencing, I know what challenges that some of them might have in terms of seeing cones, bibs, instructions, hand movements, and hopefully I can take my knowledge and the knowledge of the community that we can definitely tailor sessions that support and make it so much more accessible for somebody with a visual impairment.
And as a coach, what do you look for in players who come to training sessions?
Just kids that have fun, I think, and want to engage in sport, ask questions, want to learn. I think, I'd imagine if you ask every coach in the world, the best thing is when somebody is just keen to learn and knows where they might be weak and knows that that's what they want to improve on. But also, I mean, even better is when somebody knows what they're good at and they can really thrive off their qualities and really what they're best at on the court. In our respect, it's an indoor surface, but on the football pitch in general, just kids that are keen to learn and just want to get involved and have fun.
And what do you think people get out of the experience being able to come together to play sports?
For me, from a personal side, it was definitely the social aspect of going playing in the league down south. That was the big motivator for me to bring something up that was more regular in Scotland, because yeah, it's amazing to go down once a month and, I mean, play football for 4 or 5 hours with all guys with all with visual impairments, a massive range of visual impairments. So yeah, just the social aspect to be able to play real good quality competitive football was something that, yeah, it kind of took me aback and I didn't realise that that kind of thing was accessible. So yeah, to hopefully bring something like that into Scotland, that kids that have a visual impairment and they might feel a little bit isolated from school, a little bit isolated from their friends who are playing regular football, mainstream football, to give them that social core and social group that they can go and interact with and improve in football and get some fitness and activity around it, then even better. So yeah, I think that's definitely the big motivator for me to bring something a little bit more structured in Scotland.
And how can people find out a bit more information about your introductory session and indeed para-football in Scotland?
In terms of emails, then contact me directly. It's neil.atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N. So neil.atkinson@rnib.org.uk. Contact me on that email and the community connection team, even the RNIB helpline, things like that, that can redirect you. But definitely contact me directly and that would be, I'm going to receive the email and put you in touch.
And if people can't make the session on Sunday the 16th of October in Edinburgh, are there others like it planned in the future?
So it's every second Sunday after that. So it's the 30th of October, the 13th of November, and then the 27th of November. Same location, same time.
Well, we wish you all the best for the first session on Sunday the 16th and the sessions to follow. Neil Atkinson, Community Connection Coordinator from RNIB. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Right, thanks very much for having me.